And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, this is Melanie Gobert, your host today for TTELT's podcast, a program of educators worldwide. My guest today is Anna Arapetyan from the Russian, French, Armenian University. Welcome, Anna. Your topic today is playing intellectual games for learning. What can you tell us about this topic?
Yeah, to be honest, I play with my students, I play intellectual games. And the reason why I decide to do so is because I want to develop in them four life skills, which is creative thinking, collaboration, communication, creativity. And while playing those games, my students really demonstrate the skills, and I understand that it's a great practice for all. It's a great activity to play these games in the classroom if you really want to develop this kind of skills in your learners, and if you really want to boost their motivation. How we play this game is that I divide students into several groups, and they choose a name for their team, and then I ask them a question. So the question must be based on logical thinking. It's not like you know or you don't know. So it's a question which they need to think about and then come up with the answer. So while I read, students take notes, and then they have 1 minute to discuss, to think over the question, and then give me the answer. So it motivates them a lot. Why I love this game is that they really feel excited.
Yeah. Now, can you give me an example of a type of question that you would ask them?
So for example, let's say if we talk about movies, okay. If I had a lesson about movies, I can ask them, for example, let's say the director of this movie once needed a lot of something, a lot of this, yeah? And the Nestle company agreed to provide 1,850 of this. So name, what is this? Now students have 1 minute, and in their group, in a group of three or four, they discuss, okay, they say movie, okay, which movie do we know? Nestle company, what does it focus on? What does it produce? Yeah, so, and they connect it with chocolate. Okay, so which movie do we have which has chocolate or candy or something like that? So when they understand that it is Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
They write the answer on the paper and then give it to me. So usually per class I ask them 10 questions like that. But it's important that this game is different from trivia game, because in trivia it's the questions are based on knowledge. You either know or you don't know. So in this game that I play, it focuses on logical thinking. So they discuss and they give the answer, and while doing this they collaborate with each other, they think over question, they try to demonstrate their critical thinking, their creativity, and of course they communicate. So if you really want to develop in your students those four skills, I highly recommend you this type of game. If you want to get more details on how to organize this, how to play it, how to design questions, you can always contact me.
So I imagine that you're teaching a lesson. So how will you incorporate 10 of those questions in the lesson? Okay. Like time out?
So usually we play these games after we cover a unit.
Okay.
Let's say we cover the unit about art or music or whatever. So we learned vocab, we learned some grammar, we did have discussion, etc., etc. And then once the unit is covered, we play this game. So per class I have usually 10 questions, as I said. So it takes about 40 minutes. Yeah, my classes usually last like an hour and 20 minutes. So the whole game takes like 40 minutes. And then they share their experience, like their impressions, whether they liked it or not, whether questions were difficult or not. And they get really excited, very excited about it.
Can you give me a few more examples of the types of questions you would ask?
I have some questions they're in my phone. Yeah. But the main ideas, I said, they should be logic, like they should require logical thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to give you an example, I can.
Okay.
I've just recalled, but I have so many of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them, again, is related to movies. It's fresh in my mind because I have recently had it. So the question was, this is a world famous sign. And first it was placed to advertise a real estate agency and property. So initially the word consisted of three words merged together. The last one is a synonym to ground, but it is not there anymore. So the word was removed, the third one. The second word is a synonym to forest. Okay, now you should give me the name of the sign. Yeah, I'm sorry, I need to formulate this. Yeah, just it takes some time. Yeah, so they say, okay, the third word we don't need. So the second word is a synonym to forest. So synonym to forest is wood. Yeah, so it should be related to movie. So what do we have? What famous sign do we know which has the word
mm-hmm.
wood?
Mm-hmm.
So it is like what is it? So it's Hollywood.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not easy. Sometimes, especially when the answer is obvious, but students cannot come up with the right answer, they feel disillusioned, so disappointed a little
mm-hmm.
bit. But they always tell me that they enjoy this process and mm-hmm. the feeling of, oh my God, why couldn't I give the answer? It's always there. But the whole process is very enjoying.
And how do you think this contributes to developing students' creativity?
They have to come up with the answer, right? So it involves some kind of creativity. Yeah, there can be different answers,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But you should try to. I don't want to say like you create the answer because answer is already there, but if you don't have a creative mind, if
mm-hmm.
you cannot imagine, if you cannot visualize, it's going to be very difficult for you to come up with the right answer. Yeah, sometimes you need to use your imagination, your fantasy, in order to be able to come up with the right answer. Yeah.
Okay, and how do you think it contributes to students' critical thinking?
So there is a question, yeah, so they need to approach it from many different aspects, yeah, so, of course there must be some content,
mm-hmm.
some previous knowledge, some background knowledge which they can rely on, and using their creative thinking, using knowledge that they already have, some background knowledge, they can somehow come to the right answer.
Okay, just some practical questions. So mm-hmm. how many students do you usually have in a class?
Well, it's like 18, from 18, 20, 22.
And so you divide them into groups of how many for this?
Like 4, 5, sometimes 3, depends on how many students came to the class on that day.
And do you run it like a competition?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they all have cards. On the card they write the name of their team. And then once I read the question and they, once the minute is over, they should write on the card the answer. Then I collect all the cards and I look the right answer. So, and I announce the right answer, so they know that the first question was right. So, for example, the second question was wrong. Sometimes you can use the screen to show like how many correct answers they have, like how many wrong answers they have, so that they can see on what place they are, what teams are running ahead, like if they are falling behind. It creates competition. Yeah, mm-hmm. And competition creates motivation. Mm-hmm. So like they need to mm-hmm. compete, and they put more effort, more energy in order to get the answer, in order to be quick. Well, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Anna. So on behalf of TTELT, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
TTELT is a program of educators worldwide, and this has been your host, Melanie Gobert.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.